There's a fear that it could have a huge impact on farmers in the county, and effect meaning that quite a substantial amount of land would be removed from agriculture payments and from CAP payments altogether if this is implemented. Now, the department are disputing this and saying that that's not going to happen. But if this piece of legislation is still there in the CAP proposals, the potential is there that it could happen, and I think the department has to work to make sure that it will be removed. The CAP proposals are at the stage now where the negotiations are taking place between the Commission and the European Parliament and the Council of Ministers on the final proposals, and this proposal hopefully will not make it through into the final proposals on the CAP, which I think will be vitally important for farmers right across Donegal.
And while they have given reassurances that it won't be in that final proposal, it's the likes of yourselves who are voicing those concerns will be paramount in making sure that it won't happen.
Well, yes, we'll be putting pressure on to make sure that the department doesn't include this in it and lives up to what it says, the impact it's going to have, because there's a big, huge difference between what the department is saying the impact that this could have and what the INHFA believe that the impact could be. And unfortunately, at this stage, I would believe the INHFA rather than the department, and that's a worry. And the last thing we want is to have these rules implemented by European law, and then the department to wash their hands and say, well, there's nothing we can do about it now. And that's the danger. We could end up in that situation in the next 6 months or a year.